Come on into the common room. This is your safe place. This is Open Space.
Hello and welcome back to Open Space. I'm Cruzy and it is my pleasure to be joined by four magnificent students today from Lu Chung Kwong Lutheran College. Can everyone say hello?
Hello.
It is fantastic to have you guys here. Please introduce yourself to our listeners.
My name is Lucas and who just overcome fever in this morning. Joining me is three capable schoolmates.
Hi, I'm Stephen. I'm 16 years old. As I'm the student union of our school, I'm Lun Sir Pets as who is the responsible for our school student union.
Hi everyone, I'm Tiffany, coming not only from the LCKLC but also from the Hell Kitchen, and I'm 16.
Hello everyone, my name is Emily. While everyone believe my name is spelled like E-M-I-L-Y, but actually my name is E-M-I-L-I-E, and I'm also 16 years old.
Well, you sound like a pretty cool bunch of people. Thank you for joining us on Open Space. And what will you be chatting to us about this evening?
Commitment.
Commitment. Wow, that's a big topic. What do we mean when we talk about commitment?
I would say commitment is a promise to the things or the people who are responsible for. Like just, for example, like a security guard is just committed to protect the environment. Yes.
For me, I totally agree with Lucas, as I think that commitment is kind of promise from others to you and they will expect you to do something.
For me, commitment means you're willing to change yourself for the sake of a team. It is not just about doing your part, but about actively trying to help even though you didn't face a similar situation before. And as a leader, I think when you're truly committed to your team, you actually really want to help your teammates to improve by sometimes inspiring them or witnessing their weakness.
And I believe that commitment is a dedicated promise to a goal or responsibility, and I think it is an essential quality for a leader, and I would like to take myself as an example. As a head prefect of a school, I have to stand on duty at the school door every morning, which means I have to go back to school 20 minutes earlier than others. But actually, I'm a person who likes sleeping, so I usually feel sleepy and tired in the morning, but I cannot approach my duties half-heartedly due to the fact that this is a reflection of teachers' trust in me.
Wow, you're already touching on some things which is like kind of resilience, the ability to compromise yourself for something greater, and leadership as well. So that means like for you, Emily, as a prefect, you can't really say, oh, I just can't be bothered this morning, I'm not going to do it. Someone's trusted you and you feel that you'd let them down otherwise. What kinds of other commitments have you guys made in your lives?
For me, being a house captain would be a commitment in our school in my school life. I would adjust the house affairs to my house member to do. For example, like the preparation of sports day would be a good chance for me to order some affairs to my house members.
Do you enjoy those duties that you have, Lucas?
Literally not, but I would say not, but because we may overcome, we have to overcome some quarrels with others. Like for example, while preparing the sports day, I just quarrel with my house member as they don't come to help our house to prepare the kind of stuff, and also they don't tell us the reason why they don't come.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That would be very disappointing. So it's really, that's you observing in others a lack of commitment, right?
Yes.
Do you think commitment is a positive thing for people to have?
Definitely, I think, because I'm actually a CEO of a student company. So when I first launched my company, one of my teammates' compassion or like her ambitions often come off as aggressive. So during meetings, she was trying to spark arguments with others. And as the CEO, I knew that I needed to step up and try to stop these kind of things. But actually, I don't really know how to because I was not naturally born as a listener. And I would probably say I would dominate the discussion just like what she did. But one of my commitment and also her commitment is after a really deep conversation with her, she actually committed to change. Like, she softened her tone and also helped others to evaluate their points and also make the points more comprehensive. And also I forced myself to stop, listen, and to prioritize the team voices. So I think commitment is the things that makes all of us better and to make our team just like a team but not a group of people gathering together without any purposes.
I think that's a really, really strong point. Do you think commitment then offers us some learning opportunities about ourselves?
Definitely, because like commitment actually helps us to persist when we're facing some kind of challenges, because I really believe that when people are truly committed to something that they are passionate about, when they're facing some kind of obstacle, it doesn't feel like they won't escape from it or they wouldn't just avoid the problem. So they would like to try their best in like solving the problem. So it actually helped them to transcend their limits. So I think during the process, we can definitely learn something or we can just got some inspiration in the journey.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you so much for that. So when we look at like our community and our society, commitment is also about just showing up and putting in some effort. Why do you think that's important?
I would say commitment. The reason why commitment is important is that commitment will make the society become better. Because if everyone owns their commitment, for example, like just police, I would say, police owns their commitment to catch those criminals, and I would say the society will become better. For example, like teachers, they own their works and do their best to dedicate their efforts to teach those students, I would say whole society will become better.
I think you're right. So I think it's also about people being relied upon to do their part, right? It means that if someone says they're going to do something, that they do it. And I think things would go downhill pretty quickly if a lot of people, like people didn't show up for work or didn't show up for their families and all those different things. So you guys seem like you have a full plate of commitments now. In your future, what are some things that you believe you'll have to have commitment to?
For me, my dream job is being a teacher. And I think that the commitment for my future is that I need to teaching every student well, as I can help them to get a good result, or not just like getting a good result, also being a good person. At school, you won't doing one thing, as you're always late for school, or always you won't bully others at school. Therefore, I think that for my future, I would like to say that my commitment would be help others to become better.
I like that, because that's also talking about when you have a value that you believe in, and a commitment is working towards that value. So for example, if as a teacher, and we have some teachers listening in now, but you could have some challenging students who maybe made your job a little bit difficult, but you have a value, and that value is that everyone can be a bit better and everyone has the opportunity to reach their potential, and you've made that commitment.
I think one of my future commitment will probably just like what Stephen said in our professional life, because I'm really into business. I would like to try to become an entrepreneur, and I know how tough like starting a company is, and just like what I said, I'm a CEO of a student company, so I actually tried it. And I think the commitment when you're trying to start your own company is really huge, because you really need to take care about your teammates' emotions, and not just about the things that listed on a list. Like, it is not something that you can choose to do, because commitment is really important for you to maintain a team, like having a more safe and comfortable environment for your teammate. So I think one of my future commitment would probably occur in my professional life.
That's very interesting. Thank you for sharing.
I would say I have the same goals with Tiffany. I will use my profession to help others. As in running enthusiastic, my future dream job would be becoming a physiotherapy. Like, the reason why I would like to choose this job is that it can help anyone have the same goals with me. I can help them to help them for checking or help them to rehab as they have undergo some injuries.
Wow, that's amazing. And of course, with physiotherapy, you often have to encourage people to have their own commitment, because a lot of people go to physiotherapy and aren't committed to doing the things they're supposed to do to get better. So that's very interesting. Students, you have been absolutely wonderful this evening. Thank you so much for talking to us about commitment. I think it's given us all an appreciation that there are always things in our lives that we need to show up for, show up for other people, show up for different responsibilities. Can you join me in saying bye-bye?
Bye-bye.